There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch Moss, Pauly Howard with you live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up today on the show, plenty of NFL, obviously, as we get the season opening game kicking off tonight in Los Angeles, the Champs and the Bills. An hour from right now, Brad Powers will join the program. We'll go over college football with him. Mike Pritchard, 2 hours, VSiN's senior NFL analyst, all about tonight's game. And Paul Charchian, Fantasy Football Hall of Famer. He'll join us every single Thursday. What he likes, recommendations for week one, and props for tonight's game. And we will spend plenty of time, obviously, talking about the game itself, the player props, many, many ways in which you can bet the Rams hosting the Bills. And 2.5 at most spots. I'm looking at a 2 out there right now as well on the Rams. Total 52 in that neighborhood. And a couple of nuggets here, Paulie, as we enter the season. Since 2000, Super Bowl champions have begun the season on average at 16-1 odds. The Rams about 12-1. The Bills, the shortest shot on the board. And the only preseason favorites to win the Super Bowl since 2000, the Colts in 2006, the Patriots in 2016, and the Patriots in 2018. That's it. That's the list since 2000.
Yeah. Too much hype here. Not to mention, you have to factor in the history. I do this all the time because I'm from Minnesota. The Vikings lose in the most painful way possible and have never won a Super Bowl. So you have the same thing here with the Bills and numerous people picking them to win the Super Bowl. You see the odds. Haven't been there since 93. Hell would freeze over if they get it done. But it's just a foregone conclusion that this is going to be the team to beat. And they might. I saw someone said they're going to win. They could win 15 games. How tough the schedule is early on.
I mean, that's very strong. They're, put it this way. Their alternate win total at some spots is 13. You're going to get plus money to go over. But in a 17-game schedule now, look, teams go 14-2, 13-3, like when it was a 16-game schedule all the time. But winning 15 games out of 17 when they might have a two-game lead in that spot late to clinch home field, that's a humongous ask for any team in the NFL nowadays.
$5 to win 10 games at one spot. Ugh, minus man. $5 to win 10. But I'll ask you, and why there's so much hype with this team. So 11-6 last year, they lost every close game. Every win was by double digits. And they had 10 wins by two touchdowns or more. What if I get the Josh Allen that showed up in the playoffs? What if Josh Allen gets better? Then it's scary, and then it's good luck.
Well, then you can give him the MVP right now.
Right.
That's going to be over with.
Uh-huh.
He might break some overall records.
Yes, he will.
Maybe combine touchdowns. And I would think that they're going to cruise to the one seed then at that point.
Against Belichick. Belichick in the playoffs. 21 of 25, 300 yards, 5 touchdowns, 66 yards rushing. In the loss to the Chiefs, 329, 4 touchdowns, 68 yards rushing. And then you also combine, late in the year, the emergence of Davis, who was just unstoppable against Kansas City. How do I slow this offense down? You can't. That team that showed up in the playoffs, you can't stop that offense.
Maybe with injuries?
That'd be the only thing.
That'd probably be the only thing.
Or this. How concerned are you now that this is the first time he doesn't have Dable?
Yeah, for sure.
And it's Dorsey now with calling
right,
the plays.
Right. There could be something there to that. But also, Josh Allen now in running this team on his own, He could be like an Aaron Rodgers out there now and just say, this is not going to work. I'm calling my own plays now. And he could take charge of the offense and just audible out of stuff and say, I'm not going to call that play. I got something else in my head that's going to take over right now. And are you worried at all about how the team wants to cut back and how many runs he's going to have this season?
I think that's smart.
I think it is smart for long-term stuff.
Right? Can't have an injury.
Right,
mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes.
Gabe Davis, everybody has that game in his, in your mind from last year, the 4 touchdowns against the Chiefs. Well, forget about that game for a second. He scored a touchdown in 4 of the last 5 regular season games. Devin Singletary was fantastic down the stretch. I don't get the hatred for Devin Singletary or people who are fading him. I get it. He's a very small back. The guy was winning fantasy football leagues last year for certain people. Not that that's the be-all, end-all. I get that. But he averaged more than 90 yards and a touchdown and a half in his final 6 games of the regular season. Then they went out and drafted James Cook. And now Zach Moss had a good preseason. So I know we're getting to player props a little bit later on, but I like Singletary. I also like they're deep now at running back. That's another almost like a strength to this team.
Would you take Cook in fantasy?
I think I have him in one league, and I'm in, I think, 9 or 10 leagues.
I like the acquisition of Crowder, too. So I have no problem. And they did it a lot last year. Just go shotgun, spread it out and throw, and you take your chances.
Well, I know people are high in McKenzie.
They have. Absolutely.
Right. No Beasley.
Uh-huh.
Sanders retired.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't get some of this, where's this coming from? This Buffalo love. I mean, but you look at, again, what they did last year, they were plus 194. They won 11 games but outscored their opponents by almost 200 points. They only allowed 17 points per game on defense, and they were top 5 in takeaways. But 47 on New England, 36 in the loss to Kansas City. But as I said earlier, they lost by Tennessee on that Thursday night game, 34-31.
Never should have lost that game.
No, Allen slips on the 4th down sneak. That kooky week 1 game. They let it the half. Blocked punt. They lose to the Steelers somehow. The Jacksonville abomination. Lost 9-6. What's that? 16, 17 point spread? Something crazy?
See, that's also like, I can't get that game out of my head.
That's a total fluke. It happened. The Patriot game, you throw out. The first one, it was you couldn't throw the ball. It was 50-mile-an-hour wins.
Yeah, I will say that individual day, though, against Jacksonville was not a fluke. Jacksonville was the better team.
Yeah. Protection issues.
They completely frustrated Buffalo on offense. Like, they had no answers against that defense, which was so bizarre to watch. So there's that. But also, again, like, I watched the AFC playoff game against the Chiefs a couple days ago. Brought this up on the air. There's no way they should have blown that game. I mean, the back and forth, the final 7 minutes is an all-timer, right? But they have a 3-point lead. They never squib kicked. Casey did have all 3 timeouts left. And then it was inexplicable how they would allow Tyreek Hill to get that wide open for a 19-yard completion. And then the following play was easier to Travis Kelce. And that set a bucker from like 48 yards, and it was automatic. So that was, I mean, because of that game and how it finished and what they did to the Patriots, what if they did not end the season like that? What if the playoff game would have been closer to the Monday night debacle against New England, right? And they squeaked out of there doing basically nothing on offense, and they won a 3-point game, and then the Chiefs game happened. I think because of those two games in the playoffs, people are really going overboard about the Bills. They're awesome. I get it.
They were the best team last year. They were the best team in the league. They outplayed Kansas City. They gave it away. And I think they would have beat Cincinnati at home.
Yes, it was.
They routed Kansas City in the regular season on the road. So I know what their A game was like. The concerns about the defense, you bring over Von Miller, but you don't have White, who's on the PUP list. Is he going to be out four games at least? You also have rookie corner starting tonight. How will that work? And I know Chernoff likes Robinson over and also Davis over with the props. I can see that. But it may be a cause for concern. Maybe it could be defensively. But to me, I think this is the one seed is very important here. Now, we kicked around that prop the other day about if they win tonight, that prop, who's going to give them their first loss? I mean, Miami's plus 475, Tennessee plus 450, Baltimore plus 750, Kansas City 16-1. But this is very important, and we'll see what Miami brings to the table. And they routed Miami last year. Killed them by 35 on the road. But the one seed's very important.
Well, I will ask Mike Pritchard this question coming up in 2 hours, who played in the league for 10 years. Is the number one seed for Buffalo, is home field advantage throughout the playoffs more important for this team than any other in the entire league? Like, is that edge the biggest edge that you can find? To go up there in the middle of January and play a game that you have to have in the playoffs with what that crowd would be like, and if this team is a machine and the weather's going to be a factor,
yeah,
right? I mean, it might be as big in January as... Because we've seen what Lambeau is. Lambeau's been no home field edge for Green Bay here recently.
Kansas City, too. But I think that's a big ask in that division. Where are you at with the Rams? I mean, I was shocked by what transpired last year. They came in, they were not playing well down the stretch. I felt it was they got hot at the right time. The last three playoff wins were all by 3 points. They lost at home to Tennessee. They lost. They got routed by the 49ers. They lost in Week 18 at home to the 49ers. Things fell right for them in the playoffs.
Oh, it did.
Because of what happened in the final game, they got Arizona. And Murray wet himself and was horrendous in that
Completely.
Game. They were awesome. McVay was terrible. But they
he gets Stafford, a total pass.
Stafford and Kupp were phenomenal against Tampa Bay. But McVay tried to give that game away. And then they were fortunate to beat the 49ers and the Bengals.
For sure.
So we'll see with some of the moves they made and changes. And you have to like the acquisition of Robinson. But Stafford with the injury, and you have to point it out, he did lead the league in interceptions last year.
Said it at the time when it happened on Twitter and on the air, McVay won despite calling those games like he did.
Yeah.
The talent went out. He was absolutely god-awful in the playoffs and down the stretch.
Right.
And I've heard people still, like recently, call him the best coach in the NFL.
No.
Okay.
Now, in this spot, he's been good. Now, he's never lost a home game, a season opener. He's never been under 500. And Buffalo has lost 9 in a row against defending champs.
Well,
there's
okay.
that, too.
Yeah, with McVay as the head coach in week one, 5-0 straight up in ATS, covering by 12.2 points per game.
Very good.
I do think that they are slightly disrespected here.
Yes.
2.5-point home dogs to begin the season, and they are the champs. All that being said, like we just did, like we're a little anti-McVay with what happened in the playoffs. They got a little bit fortunate. Still, they're a very good football team. And to be catching 2.5 at home tonight, man. Live bet here, live leg on parlay on teasers. I mean, with the Rams to go up past 8.
I think that's a good that's a good look.
Yeah.
Total? I don't know about the
52. I'm not involved at all.
Get a good 60 points scored tonight.
Could be.
Yeah.
Wouldn't be shocked. Kickoff football season with Bet Rivers online sportsbook all season long. Bet Rivers is your go-to sportsbook for all football related content. Check out betrivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app for the latest odds, unique promotions, player props, and more. Every week, BetRivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with BetRivers. It's a whole new game. I will tell you this. The last 10 years, teams that become bigger favorites in week one have gone 32-51-2 ATS. That's only 39%. And they open up plus one. Now they're minus 2.5.
Yeah, rarely happens. Defending champs at home, dogs to start. Yep.
Up next, win some, lose some. The domination between these two teams is real, and it is spectacular. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct.
$20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Football season, it's on tonight. No one knows football like VSiN. Now's the time to become a VSiN subscriber. Get the college and NFL guides and get all the tools to prep for the season. Profiles on every team, advanced stats, power ratings, season win total bets, player awards. Get the discounted rate for $175. You get both guides and full access all the way through the Super Bowl, or $40 a month. And see everything we have to up your betting game, VSiN.com/subscribe.
For some people, prop bets are a hobby. For others, it's a way of life.
So I'm going to propose you a proposition.
Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard live this life every single day.
I would not bet on that. I mean, unless you want to win a buttload of money.
This is Prop Culture.
Pay that man his money.
On Follow the Money.
All right, Pauly, some notes going into this game tonight. Cooper Kupp has scored at least one touchdown in his last six games. The other player I mentioned before the break, Devin Singletary.
Wow.
At least one touchdown in the Bills' last six games. Matthew Stafford, two or more touchdown passes in the last six Rams games as well. And how about this? Josh Allen has rushed for at least 63 yards in five consecutive games. But evidently, again, they want to take the reins off this guy. We'll see how that goes in game one tonight.
Yes. So he only had one bad game last year. I mean, you just want to go everything over with him again? I mean, he's plus 425 at Bet Rivers to score two touchdowns. It's ridiculous. But what, almost 2,000 yards and all the touchdowns that he had?
Well, let me ask you this.
I mean, it was the receptions, too. That's the other thing. He had 145 catches.
Sure. So his catch prop tonight, shop around, but looking at 7.5.
Yes.
Juice in various ways. Mm-hmm. How many times do you think Cooper Kupp, take a guess here, in 17 regular season games last year, how many times do you think he went over 7.5?
15.
I would have guessed 13. 10.
Oh, really?
He stayed under 7.5 catches seven times.
You have the yardage?
I did not look into that. Here's a sneaky good one for you, for Kupp. His longest reception tonight, that prop, is 25.5. You want to take a stab there? How many times last year in the regular season?
That seems high.
Does seem high to me. I definitely would have whiffed on this one.
Okay.
He went over 25.5 yards, 13 games.
Wow.
Out of 17.
Oh, God.
I couldn't believe it when I was going back over the game log last night.
What do you think about Chernoff's theory that it's try to contain him and that could open it up for Robinson? And he likes, well, I mean, everything could be, look at the total. I mean, this could just be an aerial circus, but Robinson's prop over too. See how he does. He can't get 65 yards. I mean, that could be.
Sure he could.
Maybe. Yeah. I could. Yeah.
Right.
But I don't see how you slow the guy down. It's like what Jefferson said. And like, you know, where you watched every game last year, especially in the playoffs, you know where the ball's going on every key play and you can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
You know where the ball's going in the red zone. Well, can't stop it. I mean, 2,000 yards, 140 catches and 16 touchdowns. It's asinine.
That's the best season ever by a wide receiver. Now, I don't like stat chasing. I don't think he can duplicate those numbers. But recall last season, Paulie, down the stretch, these books could not make his numbers high enough. He was going over his numbers every single week to close out the season. He was the Super Bowl MVP. I'll tell you one that I like, and the juice has gotten a little bit out of control for this one. Gabe Davis is 3.5 catches. He can't catch 4 falling out of bed today?
Yep.
I mean, again, like we documented earlier, no Beasley, no Sanders. McKenzie's going to be the third guy. This is going to be a pass-happy offense. And Ramsey is going to be on Diggs maybe the entire game. And Davis, the way he finished the season, there's maybe too much hype on him coming into the season, but 3.5 catches?
Crowder can't get 2? That'd be another one, I would say.
I think they're all, those are low.
Yeah.
Now, as far as Diggs, I'm not so sure because Ramsey can shut down guys.
Well, he's also hurt too. But if you say that, then Ramsey's on Diggs, and you could say Diggs under and everyone else eats.
That's what I'm kind of thinking, yeah.
But do I get the McDermott that showed up in Kansas City? They're going for it in midfield. I don't care. I can't, right? He's very aggressive. Which also, that's why I like some field goal props under.
Under.
But that's, Beasley was the 3rd and 4, we know where we're going. Maybe Crowder's that guy now.
Yeah, could be.
And Crowder eats and has a decent game, like 4 for 40, something, 4 for 50, something like that.
How about Knox? 3.5.
I like him first touchdown. I'll tell you that, 12-1. So much emotion and losing his brother. He's also, 12-1, 11-1, 2 touchdowns tonight.
And they go to him, by the way.
Absolutely they do.
Inside the red zone, close to the goal line. And he's been a guy over the years who has been like a good bet to score the first touchdown of the game at that kind of a number where he's at.
What do you think of the 52.5? Do they come out slow? Super Bowl hangover, the pomp and circumstance, the pregame festivities? Or is it just you're going up and down the field? I mean, Buffalo did have the #1 defense. But you could also say maybe point to the quarterbacks and some of the opponents that they played, but they only gave up 17 a game and 163 yards a game through the air.
I would probably go under 52.5, and I say that, I mean, like a game like 28-24 is still high scoring, but that doesn't cash. That goes under. It's not going to go over.
Yeah.
So that is a big total tonight for sure.
Made field goals 3.5 under 165.
What's going to happen here is that the Bills are going to have to be deep inside Rams territory. Allen's going to have to take a sack to be like 4th and 17. And McDermott's finally going to say, let's kick the field goal. Is he going to go, does this guy have 4th and 2 at the 30, field goal written all over him? He's the exact opposite. Especially like on the road against the champs in week 1.
Yeah.
No, I don't think he's going to be kicking a lot of, now will McVay?
I don't see that either. I think he knows. I don't think they can slow him down.
Where are you at with Akers in the rushing yards?
No opinion. That's Charge is not high on him. Could be more of a game for Henderson, but I don't.
He's 44.5 with the rushing. Now, we saw this last year when he came back, by the way, very quickly from the Achilles, and McVay's like, I don't care. Here, just go out, take the ball. And he was running the ball with Akers a lot, but 44.5 yards in this game. Now, this is based on where Akers was going recently in fantasy drafts. I don't have a single share of him in any fantasy league that I'm in. He was going in a 3rd round in some of my leagues. Are you nuts? There's no way I would take him there.
Yep.
So I think 44.5 is a big number for him to go over today as well.
Donald is plus 140 to have a sack.
Plus 140, huh?
Another one. You look at that.
Mm.
Yep.
Well,
how about the Stafford injury? I mean, they say it's not going to be a big deal, but if we get to later in the season, if that could be a problem, if it gives them problems early in the season?
Sure. Now, Adam Schefter tweeted this out 25 minutes ago. that even though he had the off-season elbow procedure to deal with the pain, Stafford is now saying he feels better today than he did at the same time last year. So take that for what it's worth. But look at their, I mean, the passing yards here with that total of 52. The expectation is that both quarterbacks are going to go off tonight and, you know, get to close to 300 yards.
Oh, heavily juiced, too. Allen to throw two touchdowns is 175, and Stafford's 170. Also, he led the league in interceptions. We also take a look at that, too. Bills were top five in takeaways. That's something to examine and take a peek at tonight as well. Scoreless quarter plus 650. Longest touchdown, I bet the under, 44.5. Longest field goal, 46.5 yards.
Well, in a dome, I could see that actually going over.
Yeah, Bass has got a strong leg.
Mm-hmm. So some other, the history here, going back to last season, with the longest reception, Allen Robinson, his number tonight is 22.5 for the longest catch. Now, different situation, obviously. He was playing in that anemic Bears offense a year ago. Justin Fields, a rookie quarterback. He stayed under 22.5 yards 10 out of 12 games last year. That might change tonight with Stafford as his quarterback. Henderson went over 8.5 yards, longest catch, in his first six regular season games last year, then stayed under in his final six. Higby stayed under 17.5 yards in 10 out of his 15 regular season games. Knox stayed under 17.5 yards in 8 of 15 regular season games. And Devin Singletary did not go over 8.5 yards for the longest catch until Buffalo's eighth game last year. Stayed under 11 out of 17 games. I talked about McKenzie, and I know that people are, you know, high on him entering this year, thinking he's going to get a lot of snaps as maybe the third receiver there with Crowder. He stayed under 16.5 yards, 11 out of 12 regular season games last year. But I don't think, it's meaningless. I wanted to point it out that that's the fact, but he only had 26 targets the entire year. That number, I think, it's going to fly by tonight, or on the season anyway. Diggs actually went over 23.5 yards, 9 out of 17 games. So it was kind of a coin flip. There's some of the other props you can bet tonight. Where are you at with the point spread in total?
Well, I know it got to 3 yesterday at the South Point, and I saw Las Vegas Chris immediately jumped on that. I think he tweeted it out about what he took 3 in pocket with the big move there.
Right.
But I could see maybe a 6-minute, 7-minute drive early on. It ends in a field goal, and it just teams get off to a slow start. But they might. I know Chernoff loves the over, and he expects a lot of fireworks.
What if there's a body sack on Stafford right away in the game? He's got to brace himself going down to the turf with the right elbow.
Walford time?
That could happen.
Miss the playoffs time?
Mm-hmm.
That could be.
Then the question is, now how are you feeling, Matt?
Yeah.
You feel better than you did at this point last year?
Could be a problem all year. You never know.
Sure. I know. We'll dip our toes into same game parlays for the game coming up tonight. They range from around 2-1 all the way up to 25-1.
Money. That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Welcome back. Get a $10 free bet when you sign up for First Bet, VSiN's preferred horse racing app. Use the code HORSE200 for the $10. Plus, get 100% match on the first deposit up to $200. With wagering at more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks, the First Bet app, the easiest way to bet on your favorite sport with secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. Big Bad Brad time every Thursday during the football season. Brad Powers, professional sports bettor at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Brad Powers Sports as well. All right, with a week in the books, let's go through. How about cause for concern with some programs? And I know you were tweeting it during the game and several people did. How concerned are you about the Clemson offense and lack of creativity and scheme?
Yeah, I mean, it looked exactly like the Clemson offense that we saw a year ago. DJ, when you look at the full body of work, I mean, they did get it going there starting middle of the third quarter, but not enough for me to say Clemson's a legitimate threat to beat Alabama or Georgia or to a lesser extent Ohio State. So it was much of the same that I saw a year ago. We'll see. After it's just one game, but wouldn't be a bit surprised. Cade Klubnik's your starting quarterback by the end of the season for the Tigers.
Okay.
I will say, though, defense looked about as good as advertised. Although I was even surprised Georgia Tech moved the football, got some first downs. That's how good I expected Clemson's defense to be.
Okay, all good points there. I know it's one game, but man, Boise State down 24-0 at the half. Bachmeyer benched. Your thoughts on Boise? And you also wrote in the newsletter, Navy. I mean, 7 points at home to Delaware. They're 7-16 straight up last 23.
Yeah, I'll start with Boise State. I mean, Bachmeyer is a senior. I mean, in a span of 5 plays, he throws 2 picks, he loses a fumble, game over. I mean, that just shouldn't be happening as a senior quarterback. And I mean, he's benched. I mean, that's not ideal. I mean, Boise State as a program, with all the conference alignment and whatnot, is picking a very bad time to be, you know, in their worst shape that they've been in the last 2 decades. So I downgraded Boise State significantly. I bet Boise State pretty good last week, so that was a major loss for me. Navy, it's just, if you don't have Keenan Reynolds or Malcolm Perry at a difference maker at the quarterback position, this is not that good of a program anymore. It's just the fact that that's just the facts. So yeah. I know ideally this would be a good buy low spot to buy Navy. I bet Memphis on the opener is -6. I just don't think Navy's that good.
Okay. What did you make of Ryan Day's play calling against Notre Dame? I mean, they have every imaginable weapon on offense. I get it. The passing attack throughout the year is going to look unbelievable. But it's also like you're watching the game thinking, you know, you have one of the best running backs in college football. You can actually go to him a little bit more if you'd like here, Ryan.
Couldn't believe they didn't throw it to him out of the backfield, sure. Travion Henderson. He barely got any rushing attempts. Now, you know, the backup running back was a bowling ball at the end of the game. But, I mean, the most stunning call to me was his willingness to punt on 4th and 3 at the 40-yard line, knowing full well that Notre Dame's offense wasn't going up and down the field. So, I mean, maybe that's what his thought process was. We'll pin Notre Dame deep. But if you legitimately have the best offense in the country, I don't care if you lose your All-American wide receiver. Your offense should not be bogged down that bad. And you're, you know, 7 points late third quarter. That was as disappointing as a performance, or at least a shocking of a performance of anything I saw on Saturday.
Yep, I would agree.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then some of these games that we have coming up this weekend, how did you attack Alabama and Texas in the summertime on the Game of the Year board? And then what did you make the actual opener and where it's sitting at right now?
Yeah, so I bet Alabama 13.5. Obviously didn't bet enough on that number. Because I think at that time my number was like maybe 15. I was just betting, you know, oh, I think it's likely at least goes to 14. And I'm here to tell you, I mean, even this week, I mean, the market right now is trading higher than where I have this pure power rating. I'm in the 17.5 range. So, but I'm not looking to fade Alabama. I did last week. I bet Utah State, you know, over that key number of 42, I took the hook and bet Utah State plus 42.5. That didn't work out so well for me. You know, some people are saying, I mean, this is a really good Alabama team, maybe one of the best teams that we've seen. I will say that they're as power rated as high as any team that I've had in a week two spot. I've had teams power rated higher by the end of the season, but never this high in week two.
Very good. How about the late game? Marquee game, rake teams playing Baylor at BYU. What you took in the summer, and then what do you recommend right now with the number?
I took Baylor plus 8 in the summer. I took Baylor plus 4 yesterday. We saw some money come in on Baylor. I think that's the right side in this game. To me, let's go back to because you're thinking, these two teams haven't played much. They did just play last year. And with two teams that return a lot, especially at the line of scrimmage on both sides, both teams do. I mean, Baylor absolutely dominated BYU in the trenches last year, right? When you look at the rushing advantage, 303 to 67 yards per carry, plus 3.5 yards per carry differential for Baylor. A lot of the same players, same coaches. I think Jeff Grimes, the former BYU offensive coordinator, knows how to attack Kalani Sitake's defense. I think Aranda's a better coach overall than Sitake. I think Baylor's got better speed. I know it's a unique road trip in elevation and whatnot, but I think Baylor wins outright this weekend. So I'd still take him even plus 3.
All right. Revenge in this game. You love Tennessee. Tell us why.
I do, for a variety of reasons. Number one, let's talk about, you know, one of my favorite week two handicapping 101s is a lot of times I like taking on teams that played a tomato can week one. And you're going to say, hey, why? I mean, they're stepping up in competition. Well, for me, I think Tennessee probably spent a lot of fall camp probably prepping for some Pittsburgh. The fact that, you know, not only revenge, but I mean, that Ball State offered a lot of not much resistance, let's put it that way. Meanwhile, I'm sure Pittsburgh didn't, you know, spend a majority of their fall camp on West Virginia, last week's opponent, not so much on Tennessee. Also, I mean, to beat a Pat Narduzzi defense, I mean, with his coverage and he leaves his cornerbacks on an island, I mean, you attack him vertically. Tennessee will do that. West Virginia did last week. They just dropped a bunch of passes. It wasn't just the interception at the end of the game. They dropped a bunch before that. So, I mean, let's just keep it simple. Last year's quarterback matchup was Kenny Pickett versus Joe Milton. Advantage, obviously, Pittsburgh. This year's quarterback matchup, Hendon Hooker, a legitimate Heisman candidate, against Keaton Slovis, who looked all right, but advantage Tennessee. And I think game-wise, advantage Tennessee. I think they win comfortably over Pitt on Saturday.
Okay. So when the numbers were released here at Circa on Sunday and it popped Tennessee minus -5, I'm guessing, was that one of your first bets that you made then? Because you made the number 9.
Yeah, somebody beat me. Well, they laid the 5, I laid the 6. So, anything under 7 is real good there, in my opinion. And I'm a little surprised we're seeing some Pitt buyback, to be honest with you. So I don't see it for the Panthers. I didn't like what I saw. I bet Pitt last week. And the fact that they got, you know, I thought controlled at the line of scrimmage was stunning to me.
Okay. Now, when you bet this in the summer as well, it's the 8:00 Pacific game Saturday. Take us through the line movement here and what's going on with Miss State and Arizona.
Yeah, well, no, I bet it. This was a Circa opener that I bet Mississippi State minus -6. That's what Circa opened. And my good buddy Steve Fezzik texted me. This is like within 15 minutes. I laid 6. I'm like, I'm pretty comfortable with that bet.
Uh-huh.
And 15 minutes later, he's like, I got Arizona plus +8. I mean, that line's going to close 6.5. I'm like, I will literally bet you $1,000 that line's not going to close 6.5. And I think by the end of the night on Sunday, it was sitting at like 9. And by Monday morning, after a group with market influence released Mississippi State, I mean, we blew right through 10. So advantage Brad Powers when it comes to college football line predictions over Steve Fezzik.
Well, think about this, Brad. So it opened up where you got that number here at Circa. There's another book, a legal book here in the country that opened up Miss State minus -14.5. I think it lasted for a couple seconds. That was pretty much it. But
I thought he bet it in the summer. I know. You mentioned him with the difference in the number there.
Huge.
Yeah, I mean, we saw it all summer long, guys. I mean, there's a lot of people that want to jump the gun and be, you know, a race to be first.
Yeah.
And we see huge disparities. I don't like the hedge much anymore, but I mean, I'll give you one. Stanford. I took Stanford plus +11.5. This is at the same time. One book opened USC minus -5 in the game. Another book opened, Stanford plus +11.5. I do have that hedge already, and I bet that in the summer.
Wow. Okay. Did you fire on Kentucky plus +7 against Florida?
I did. Now, I still like that ticket for obvious reasons, but I'm not in love with that ticket when I get more deep diving into Kentucky. I mean, they only ran for 50 yards last week. Doesn't look like Rodriguez is going to play this week. I thought they'd be able to take advantage of a Florida defense that looked tired at the end of that game against Utah. But I mean, sure, numbers-wise, plus +7. I'm just not that big of a fan of Kentucky this year. So that's not one of my favorite bets, believe it or not.
Yeah, a couple things, by the way. When Florida won that game, in one of the polls, Brad, they went from 38th to 12th, which is an absolute abomination. And then I know that you caught some of the programming over the weekend. I think it was one of the commentators said that Alabama number is 20 right now. That might close 30. And then the other person comes back and says the only reason why Florida is favored against Kentucky is because they beat Utah at the very end of the game.
Yeah, I mean, that was the four-letter network. And they are not on the up and up when it comes to gambling 101. You can tell they're not following it. And why should they? But why are you putting that kind of people that don't have that kind of knowledge on the air and making some very ignorant comments? Obviously, Florida, even in the summer, was favored by about 3 at several sports books in this game.
Sure,
so it seems like the right adjustment to me in that regard. You know, I made it like, you know, 4, 4.5, upgrade Florida slightly, Kentucky about the same. Alabama's not going to close a 30-point favorite.
No.
You see, we'll see. I mean, does it get to 21? That's the question. Does it even get to 21? When is their buyback on Texas?
Yeah, I mean, I can't. If it got to 21.5, the buyback would,
I think, come
in 2 seconds at that point. But you can't make a comment like it's 20 now. It might get to 30. Like, I don't know if they're joking around or not, but do you have a few more minutes here?
Let's do it.
Okay.
Yep. Thank you.
We'll continue here with Brad Powers. A bunch of other games and numbers that opened up. And other bets that he made in the summertime compared to where those numbers are now for week two coming up here in Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Kick it off tonight and do it right with Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Over 300 different ways to bet the Bills and the Rams game all season long. It's your go-to book. Download the app. Go to BetRivers.com. Great house specials. Will the quarterback break the passing yard record? That's plus 250 up there. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Cheer on your favorite teams and your favorite players with Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Double shot with Brad Powers at Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. Brad Powers Sports as well. So we talked to you a couple months ago in the summer. You got up at 5 in the morning. You were jamming kiosks with the Hartman news. Now he unexpectedly comes back, the quarterback of Wake Forest. What do you make of this? How soon and the line adjustment now and what he means to the point spread for Wake?
Yeah, I wish I didn't wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning that particular day, to be honest with you guys. But I mean, I had to. I mean, at least the thought process there. I mean, best case scenario was he's going to be out, you know, 3-4 games. So, regrets off him coming back so early. But I mean, what can you do? I mean, you're betting information at that particular time, trying to get squeezing out any possible edge that you can. Interesting. I agree with everything that's happened so far this week as far as line moves. Number one, I did bet Wake Forest -6 on the opener. I made the game right around 8.5 at that point. So I didn't have any inside information that he was going to come back this week. I was just betting pure numbers. It gets announced that the number gets driven up to about 8.5 where my number is. And then the announcement, Now, Sam Hartman, I thought, was worth about 6 points. But I'm not fully giving him 6 points of line value. I don't know how much practice time he's had the last 6 weeks or whatnot. I'm not sure exactly what the procedure was or the medical condition that he had. So I think about a 4.5, 5 point upgrade instead of a full 6 sounds about right to me. I'm right at the current number of 13 on this Wake Fanny game, and we'll see. I'm hoping to cash a -6 ticket. We'll see.
Right. Do you also agree with the move on the total here? That's bumped up a good, 6 points, I think.
I agree. Let me say this. Vanderbilt's been much higher scoring than expected the first two games. I think it's some of that. Hartman, obviously, your efficiencies on offense go up. I think the key lesson to learn, if you're trying to, you're betting quarterback news, obviously the spread of the game usually moves the quickest. If you want to get some value, sometimes, and maybe you're 5 minutes late to the party, sometimes you still can get some value on the totals, especially on some random books like South Point or whatnot. That's to look moving forward, to bet the total sometimes instead of the side. Side usually gets adjusted so quickly.
Very good. Great tidbit there.
Yes. You love Oklahoma State. You made a good point about it was a blowout, and then there was shenanigans late and some garbage touchdowns by Central Michigan. You're also, are you more pro Oklahoma State or anti Arizona State here?
A little bit of both, but I just think to myself, had that final in Oklahoma State Central Michigan held sort of to form. I mean, it was 51-15 a minute into the third quarter. I mean, that was mighty impressive from Oklahoma State offensively. If that score holds anything near there, I think we're at least looking at 13 right now for this game. So I get it. The defense looked bad down the stretch. Jim Knowles looks like he's a major upgrade for the Buckeyes. So it's something to keep track of, the former Oklahoma State defensive coordinator leaving. But it's also a play against Arizona State, a team that I really don't like this year. Yeah, they beat a tomato can and an FCS team last week and exceeded expectations a little bit. But they're stepping up big time in competition this week. I think Oklahoma State rolls.
Okay. One of the early games, it was like a car crash. You couldn't look away with the Iowa game. Campbell is 0-5 against Iowa. What'd you bet in the summer, and what do you recommend now?
Well, I bet Iowa State in the summer. Chris Andrews at South Point opened up, I think, 13. I think Paul or one of his buddies beat me. I still fired in right behind it at +11.5. So I'm obviously happy with that. With that being said, something tells me Iowa might be the sharper side this week. I made it 4. I think there's, it's okay to react to what just happened last week against South Dakota State, but I think people are overreacting. I think people forget how good South Dakota State is. Not good enough to hold that Iowa offense to basically nothing. But on a pure power rating, I would have South Dakota State power rated above 50 FBS teams. So maybe I didn't downgrade Iowa as much as everybody else.
Okay, fair enough. Follow the money here on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Professional sports bettor Brad Powers, our guest. Houston at Texas Tech opened up pick. And I watched a lot of that Houston game against Texas San Antonio. I thought they were very fortunate to win that game. How far off was that pick'em from your number?
Yeah, about three, four points. Just pure power rating, and that's all I'm betting on Sunday morning. Handicap-wise, I mean, I would make the line 6. Even with Texas Tech without their starting quarterback, who I think is the only reason this game's still trading at 3. Mm-hmm. I think, you look at Shuck, the starting quarterback, I don't think he means anything to the line. In fact, I think that the guy who's starting this week, Donovan Smith, has more upside than Tyler Shuck. So I didn't really downgrade Texas Tech at all. On top of it, Bill Connolly does good work. Post-game win expectancy he does, Houston 4% last week. So there's a team that won a game in triple overtime, shouldn't have won the game. Back-to-back road trips. I think Texas Tech, again, week 2 for me, probably, prepping for this game against Houston. Houston didn't have that opportunity to do that probably with a big game at UTSA. So, yeah, I think Texas Tech is one of my favorite plays of the week.
Okay. And this is an interesting angle, too. So the team they beat in triple overtime, San Antonio, blew it, and now they have a sandwich game. They take on Army on the road. You think some Army money's going to be coming in, but also San Antonio has Texas on deck.
They do. I would really like it had UTSA won that game against Houston last week. The fact that they lost and could be staring at 0-3 after a historical season a year ago. I really like the coaching staff there. Has me less inclined to the run in the window to bet Army, but I haven't bet it yet. I'm waiting for maybe a three to possibly show. If that's the case, I think you're going to see a flood of Army money come in. Both teams sitting here at 0-1, not wanting to drop to 0-2.
Yeah, Brad, when a program like Appalachian State loses like they did in heartbreaking fashion, that could linger with those kids. You saw them. I mean, it was tough to get off the field on the drop two-point conversion. That hurts. I mean, they knew that they had North Carolina defeated, should have won the game, and now they got to pick themselves up off the mat and play Texas A&M, who threw a shutout in game one. What do you make of this game now?
I bet A&M, obviously, on the opener's 15. I thought there's no chance that that goes back down. I mean, it's only going up from that point forward. And, you know, pure power rating for me was in the 18, 18 and a half range. Handicap-wise, you could talk me into Texas A&M all the way up to 20. Now, they do have Miami, Florida on deck, so we'll see how much they're willing to play their starters in the fourth quarter. But, yeah, I'm not sure how much left App State has in the tank. And I think Texas A&M, obviously, now they could be hit or miss under Jimbo. But, I mean, defensively, they haven't been hit or miss. So that App State offense, after putting up 61 last week, is going to get shut down pretty good this week.
Yeah. What's a big enough number? Does a number exist for you to jump in on Hawaii against Michigan?
It's out there. I mean, probably not going to be a big bet. I'm not there yet, guys. That key number of 52 and a half, maybe I'll have a pizza bet on Hawaii.
The very key number on the point spread. Give me the 52 and a half on that. Very cool. Any other like current numbers on the board that you like that you could recommend?
Well, Tennessee, anything under that a touchdown, I really like. I mean, if you can shop real hard and find Baylor plus 3.5, I mean, that's great. Even at plus 3, I like it. Texas Tech, as long as you're laying 3 or less, that's all real good as far as I'm concerned.
Excellent. Tell us about the cover show and when you give out those FCS games.
Yeah, we ran into some problems last week. You know, some books took down the whole market after just one pick.
Man.
Obviously, it's already tough. You're not dealing with every single sports book, you know, trading FCS versus FCS games. But it was a problem last week, to say the least. Went 2-1 on those picks. Didn't even count them in the records just because, you know, a lot of people weren't able to get them. But they're moving really fast. We moved in Austin P. Presbyterian total more than 10 points in that one. So
I saw that.
We're going to try our best to give out FCS picks, but, you know, the beauty of the college football season, as we get into October and November, there'll be some weather picks, more injury news, and more stuff with the FBS teams at that point.
All right. Great job. Talk to you next week. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Brad.
Brad Powers. Brad Powers 7 on Twitter. 72 down to 62. I think it was 63-0.
It was. Yep. So, I mean, that's what you get for doing this. Like, I don't do that, right? I'm not going around in May and June and betting a lot of these openers. Occasionally, I might bet one or two, but that's it. I mean, these guys are doing it, you know, day after day, week after week. And I'll tell you, I mean, I would love to have Baylor plus 8 in pocket right now.
Oh, yeah.
I'd love to have Iowa State plus 13 in pocket right now.
I'll take Alabama 13.
Another one.
Yep. With a missed state. That's crazy.
Isn't it?
It was 6 here and 14 at another book.
Yeah, yeah.
My God.
But as he pointed out, like all summer long, when people are trying to get first, they want to put out, you know, different markets, different games, you're going to be able to find them. I mean, there was a game I can recall talking about a few years ago. It was Oklahoma-Houston on the opener. But it was, I think, 14 at one book and 27 at another, and it landed right in the middle.
What a good game at night. But that's the thing with BYU. I mean, they're married with kids. They're men. They're big up front.
Yes, they are.
Hell of a matchup.
Yep. Yep. All right, let's follow the money here on VSiN. Up next, door number one or door number two. We'll compare similar markets in similar prices in different markets to find out what the best bet is coming up here on VSiN.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Polly Howard on VSiN.
Kick it off right tonight. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Great house specials every day. Over 300 different ways to bet the opener. All season long, it's your go-to book. All football-related content. Check out BetRivers.com or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, and more. Every week, Bet Rivers has unique football specials to help you win big. Get up there. BetRivers.com.
Time now for a deep dive with Mike Pritchard, as VSiN has a team of experts on every sport who write, post, and join us on VSiN for their exclusive analysis. Pritch played in the league for 10 years, won a national title in college with Colorado back in the early 90s and is a VSiN host as well. Good morning, sir. How are you today?
I'm great, fellas. Good morning to you.
Yeah, hey, Mike.
All this talk about Buffalo, obviously entering the season and this game, I haven't heard too many people make the case for the Rams in this spot. Do you think the champs here are a little underrated at this point, Mike?
You know, that's a great question, Mitch. I mean, they're the champs, right? I mean, it's hard to believe that they could be underrated, but it is the caliber of opponent, though, I think. Like, if they were playing, you know, an ordinary team, at least on paper anyway, like, say it was the Jets, or, you know, of course they're not going to underrate the Rams that way, but they're playing the Buffalo Bills, which a lot of people think might be better than the Rams. I mean, that's the, I guess, the context of the question for me and trying to answer it, Mitch. I mean, from a value and a betting standpoint, I could see why people would take the Rams at home. They're defending champions. But what are we betting, though? We're betting on continuity because we haven't seen either of these teams that much in the preseason. We don't know what the Rams are going to be this year. We know what they were last year. But are they going to be the same this year without Eric Weddle, without Von Miller, without Odell Beckham Jr. down the stretch, and certainly Whitworth at tackle? And
another good one. Yeah.
I mean, so it's like, how are they going to be the same? How do we view them the same? Cooper Kupp, is he going to have the same kind of year, or is he going to regress a little bit? So, and it's the same thing with Buffalo. But I think Buffalo, when you finish top, the first place in defense in seven different categories, I mean, that sets you apart, too. So I think it's the caliber of opponent. And for me as a bettor, that's what I'm looking at coming into this year, the caliber of opponent and then also the continuity aspect. Who's going to get out the blocks the best?
So you were a first-round pick and a hell of a wide receiver. So do you think Kupp does it again? And how concerned should we be with Stafford's elbow moving along? And also, could you say Robinson has a big year?
Yeah, Paul, I think Kupp is a fantastic player, but what he did was only done a handful of times in the history of the game. So is he going to do it again to that level? No. Will he do it at a high level? Absolutely. Absolutely. I think the Van Jefferson situation, though, is unique because, again, what we saw last with the Rams, we saw Odell Beckham Jr., we saw speed from Van Jefferson a little bit. So we're not going to see that. And how are the Rams going to adjust against one of the better defenses that they will face with just Cooper Kupp and a newcomer and Allen Robinson? I mean, those are legitimate questions right there. And so the matchups, and certainly from a scheme standpoint, you know, it's gonna be different. But Cooper Kupp is outstanding. Matthew Stafford, when you're getting injections in your elbow, that's concerning. I played with Bobby Hebert. I told the story before on VSiN. And he used to scream with pain from an elbow situation. Now, he made the Pro Bowl when he played with us. Believe it or not, Bobby Hebert made the Pro Bowl that year. But it was a painful situation, and it was a situation that they had to manage the entire year. And I think that's going to be in the cards for Matthew Stafford this year as well.
I brought this up earlier, Pritch. So on that note then, like, what's it like tonight for Stafford if the Bills' pressure gets to him a little bit? Let's say he takes a body sack and he falls in that right elbow on the turf. I mean, are we going to be hearing screams on television?
Maybe. Depends on the camera angle, right? Certainly the microphones. I mean, I don't know. He's a tough kid.
He is.
I call him a kid. How about that? I'm old. Man. No, Stafford, he's a tough hombre. He really is, man. And you give him credit. It's just the management of that injury. I mean, anybody can fall wrong or get hit the wrong way. And it's just one play, right? And I mean, as a bettor, we can't think about it. But, you know, as a player, we try not to think about that. Matthew Stafford is going to try to have the best game of his career to start the season against the Buffalo Bills. And certainly a lot of people can rely on that as well.
Are they going to miss Daboll? Is there a drop off with Dorsey now? Any level of concern there?
Well, I thought about that a little bit, but typically, you know, when you're Josh Allen and you're this far along in your career, this is your offense. In other words, the coordinator is going to be like, okay, what do you want to do? What do you feel comfortable doing? And Josh Allen has garnered that. Ken Dorsey's familiar, certainly, with Josh Allen. He's familiar with the offense. Now, he's not as talented as a play caller as Daboll. Daboll elevated himself to a head coaching position because he's so talented calling plays. But Josh Allen will have a hand in this offense. And it's going to be a partnership between those guys more so than a dictatorship. And so as a bettor, I'm looking at the fact that I think they have a decent relationship.
Does he actually get better, Josh Allen? And if so, how does he get better, Pritch?
You know what, Mitch? This guy has gotten better each and every year. Never really recruited. You know, I think everybody knows his story.
Yeah.
Never got a D1 offer until he sent out letters, and it was Wyoming. And I looked at the fact that the one team that drafted him was the team that should have drafted him, and that was Buffalo because of where he played in college. And so he's perfect for this situation. It's a college town atmosphere up there, too. They love him. I think he is getting better, man. I think he has the drive to want to get better. A lot of guys, they get fat and happy. They get the money. They get the fame. And all of a sudden, they just kick it. But this guy, when you saw his look after Kansas City beat him in the playoff, and he just sat on that bench, man, I think he's on a mission. I really feel what he was going through, and I think he's on a mission. Yeah, absolutely, I think he's going to get better this year.
Let's follow the money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Our guest, Mike Pritchard, played in the NFL for 10 years, national champion with Colorado, early 90s, and a current VSiN host. So based on what you just said about how the Bills made the exact right pick, like he had to go there, right, and play in that weather because he played at Wyoming, would Buffalo getting home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs pretty much be the best edge in this entire sport?
It would be a great one. It really would. You know, the makeup of that team, as I played that team, you know, when they were going to 4 Super Bowls, I mean, it's different up there, guys. It's a college atmosphere. It's no different than Lambeau. You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers had the home field, but they didn't get the job done. They haven't gotten the job done, right? And I think Buffalo, and this is what we're going to go off of in history, they didn't get the job done in terms of winning a Super Bowl. They got to the Super Bowl, though. I think it would empower that franchise and that team, and it would be difficult, very, very difficult for a lot of teams to go up there and compete against the Buffalo Bills in an AFC Conference Championship game. So I think that would be their mission and their goal. Hey, look, Super Bowl goes through Buffalo this year. And we heard Patrick Mahomes talk about that, and look what happened. Mm-hmm. Super Bowl has gone through Kansas City the last few years. So I think Buffalo's got that kind of roster. They do. They're deep. They're talented and they're too deep, and certainly they have some continuity. So I look for that team and that mindset to be Super Bowl bust this year.
Well, Pritch, then where is their weakness? They have to have at least one weakness, yeah?
Well, Trey White, when he got hurt, there was a drop-off on the defense, and a lot of people point that out, like Tom Brady carved him up, you know, and he did, but Trey White got hurt, I think, a couple games before that. And so there was an adjustment period there, but yeah, I mean, every team's got a weakness. And to me, Buffalo, they were not a tough football team. The Patriots exploited them. Pittsburgh, in the first game of the year, exploited them that way. They weren't a physical-minded football team. They're built to stop the pass, but they're not a physical-minded football team. Now, with some anger and the fact that you came that close to a Super Bowl, maybe that'll change, you know? And so if McDermott can implement that and get this bunch to play physical, along with the as talented as they are, I think they can have a great year this year.
Less than 2 minutes. Yep. I'm sorry. You're a businessman, but also you played, you know this. Jackson set the deadline tomorrow. He doesn't have an agent. I mean, how strange. You're talking about $300 million here. Could this linger? Could this be a problem with him and what's going on? Or if it carries into the season, not saying it would, but what the distraction that could be like for Jackson and the fact that he doesn't have an agent.
Yeah, you know what, Paulie, this is a unique situation, man. Did he take out an insurance policy on himself? I'm hoping he did. I mean, he doesn't have an agent, but so hopefully he has a lawyer or something to help him out with that, right? But he's taking a big chance. You know, the thing about guaranteed money or wanting the most guaranteed money is that's what's motivating you. I mean, it's fascinating that you can have quarterbacks that want to be legendary players. They want to help their team win. They want to win Super Bowls. And they take enough money. They do. John Elway. I mean, I played with a lot of guys. They weren't always the highest paid player. They were paid well enough. Mm-hmm. Lamar Jackson, we don't see him doing endorsements, right? I think there's something to be said about Lamar Jackson wanting to be the highest paid player. His earning off the field is not what we see with Patrick Mahomes or Russell, or, I mean, all these other high-profile quarterbacks. And I don't know who is in his ear. He's taken a chance. I don't think it's going to be a distraction to where he drops off. But I do think long term, and his career path in Baltimore is compromised at this point because you just don't know where this is going to go.
Amazing. You can follow Pritch on Twitter. He's at MI Pritchard. VSIN host now after playing in the NFL for 10 long years. Great to talk to you again, Pritch, and it's awesome to have the sport back. Enjoy the game tonight.
And you enjoy it as well, guys. Good luck with all your plays, and have a great day today.
Thank you. You too. And if you want more deep dives from Mike Pritchard and more, they're all on VSIN.com, only for VSIN Pro subscribers. Become a pro at VSIN.com/subscribe. Up next, we'll recap last night's betting action with Win Some, Lose Some, and like no joke. This was an all-timer on the pitch yesterday in soccer. The game could be played 1,000 times, and this should never happen once. And it did. Details on that coming up here. And Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with CallSheet. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to CallSheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50.
There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callshe.com.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.